Let's turn to the government side of today's report, starting with what is arguably the most consequential administrative story in the city of San Diego right now, the FY 2027 budget. The City Council completed its final decisions on June 9th. That was the target date the city had been working toward since the mayor's May 25th, the People's Business Update. So as of today, June 15th, the city has a finalized spending plan for the fiscal year that just began.
If the June 9th decisions included new investments in neighborhoods, and San Diego's FY 2027 process had public debate around infrastructure, public safety staffing, and climate resilience, residents should be asking their council representatives, what specifically does implementation look like, and when?
That's exactly right. The city's budget affects everything from pothole repair schedules to how many lifeguards are on the beach this summer, to which small businesses get access to economic development grants. We'll dig more into the budget's implications in our business segment, but the governance point here is that the council's work isn't done. It's now shifted to the mayor's office and city departments who have to execute what was approved.
On the county side, the Board of Supervisors follows a Tuesday-Wednesday meeting pattern, legislative items on Tuesdays at 9 a.m., land use items on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., both at 1600 Pacific Highway in downtown San Diego. The most recent publicly available agenda from this morning points to the June 9th and 10th meetings, which means we're in a window between board meetings. The next legislative session would be this Tuesday, June 16th. The board's agenda won't be finalized until 72 hours in advance, per their posted policies, so watch the county's official portal tomorrow morning if you want to know what supervisors are taking up.
And there's one item on Tuesday that is technically a sheriff's event, but has real board policy relevance. The community forum on the future of Vista Detention Facility, scheduled for June 16th in Encinitas. Vista Detention is one of the county's jail facilities, and questions about its future, whether to expand, renovate, repurpose, or close, carry serious implications for criminal justice, county finances, and the communities near those facilities. These forums are how the county gathers public input before supervisors make policy decisions. So if you're in the North County or care about criminal justice reform, Tuesday's session is worth knowing about.
For Santee specifically, the City Council runs its regular meetings on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from January through October. Today is Monday, June 15th, which means the next regular Santee City Council meeting is Wednesday, June 24th. 9 days out. That's the date to circle if you have business you want to bring to your elected representatives in Santee, or if you want to follow what the city is deliberating on. Nothing in the publicly posted record suggests a special session before then, but Santee does post notices at least 72 hours in advance for any added meetings.
One thing worth noting about Santee's governance calendar, because the meetings fall bi-weekly rather than weekly, there's a meaningful lag between events happening in the community and when the council formally responds to them. For residents used to faster local government response times, that rhythm is something to factor in.